Jesus is Lord. What does that say? The ministry of the Holy Ghost, part three, the Word and the Spirit. Glory be to God. Now, some of you were here 2 weeks ago, and then some of you were here last week. Well, this is going to kind of combine all of those things, so I hope you get it. Hallelujah. The ministry of the Holy... Everybody say, the ministry,
the ministry
of the Holy Ghost. Do you think the Holy Ghost has a ministry?
Yes, he does.
Did Jesus have a ministry when he was on the earth?
Yes.
Did Jesus have a ministry?
Yes, he did.
Well, then he left and he sent the Holy Ghost. Yes. So who do you think is the one with the ministry on the earth?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is the one with the ministry on the earth. And so it's to the degree that we can yield ourselves to him through grace and yielding. Is any of this starting to ring a bell as to what we talked about? He gives a grace, we need to yield to it, and then when we do, he can do his ministry. Is this right?
Yes.
Okay. I hope you can't be as excited about it as I am. Because you don't really know where I'm going yet. Well, just let you know that I'm really excited about this. Ha!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Go
to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yay, God. Hallelujah. How many have your Bible with you?
Yes.
Let me see it. What is this?
God.
This is God speaking to me. Say that. This is God speaking to me. You know, and so many times in the body of Christ, we want God to speak to us in an audible voice or some other, you know, circumstance or something, woo! When he's already written you letters that speak to you, and if you haven't gotten what he's already said to you, why are you expecting more? Is this right? How many of you ever had God actually say something to you, and then 3 years later, he says, you know, you're asking him for something else, and he goes, what did you do about what I already told you to do? You know, if you don't do what he tells you to do the first time, why are we expecting more? Many times we need to go back to where we were and keep going. Are you here?
Yeah.
How many of you had to do this?
Yeah.
If you say you don't, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You say you didn't do that. It happens to everybody. Why? Because we're human. We're people. We mess it up sometimes. Well, God's a good God. I really hope that you're here today because this is going to be a blessing to you.
Yes.
God's going to answer some things for you today. Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
You want some answers?
Yes.
Or you just want to have a little homily and sing a couple songs and merrily go your way?
No.
We want to be changed. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for today. I thank you for these people that are in this room. Fanto gobrede. I thank you for the angels that are in this room. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we ask your guidance and leading today. I ask for your words that I may say what you want me to say. I ask you to open the ears, heal the ears of people.
Yeah.
Open the ears of people that they may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And to them specifically, I release my faith right now, and I believe that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Watch out. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2, 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. What's the next word? That your faith, say faith.
Faith,
that your faith should not stand, say stand.
Stand.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Where should your faith stand? In the power of God. We should have faith in the power of God, the demonstrable, active power of God. Now, I'm going to have to run down through these trails, so I'm going to do it really fast to get you back up to speed. Who's God in the earth today?
The Holy Ghost
is God in the earth today. The Father is in heaven. Jesus is at his right hand. He sent the Holy Ghost from heaven. He sent the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. So we should have faith in the power of who?
The Holy Ghost.
Are you here?
Yeah.
We're going to have faith in the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, how do you get faith?
By hearing.
Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. And faith begins where the will of God is known. So when you know what the will of God is, you can hear that and have faith as to what He wants to do. And faith is believing for Him to do it. Not just to your neighbor, but for you. So speech and preaching should be a demonstration or making manifest the Spirit and power so that you can have faith in the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you were here a little while ago, I read this statement. I'll read it again. If anything is accomplished by God in the earth, it is accomplished by the Holy Ghost. And through one or more nine gifts of the Spirit. I understand some people have a problem with that statement. I had a problem with it at first when I first heard it. But I don't have a problem with it anymore. Because I'm starting to get light on it. I'm starting to get understanding on it. That the Holy Ghost has nine ways, nine gifts, nine ways that He gives Himself to man in the earth, and He's been doing it from the beginning. And so through one or more of these nine gifts of the Spirit, He's going to manifest Himself. Well, we are to have faith in the power of God, or faith in the gifts of the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost manifesting Himself. Are you here? This is going to get exciting. Brother, are you telling me we can have faith in the gifts of the Spirit to manifest themselves? Yes. Every day. Say every day.
Every day.
Every day the Holy Ghost is going to manifest Himself. Isn't this good news?
Yeah.
And I've talked about the three levels of Christianity, levels, whatever. It's not the best word, but it explains what I need to be said. When someone's born again, they make Jesus Lord. They come into the kingdom of God, but they really have a very low level of understanding about what God does today, God in the earth today. And they really don't know about any of the gifts of the Spirit, so it's all uncategorized into just, well, God can, God might, God does. But it's just kind of out there in the sovereignty of God. Then the next level is you get filled with the Holy Ghost. You begin to speak with other tongues, and then you've received the Holy Ghost, baptized into the Holy Ghost. You begin to exercise that gift, and He's able to now begin to manifest Himself in the other gifts of the Spirit. And as you exercise, and then God has another level where He puts people in offices. The apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, they're in another grace. This is another word that we've used before, is grace. He puts them in a grace. Well, how do you submit to that? I'm just throwing that out there. How do you submit to that? If somebody's operating, now a person that is a believer and baptized in the Holy Ghost and then he gets called to stand in one of those offices, he has to submit to that office. But how do somebody who isn't called to one of those offices submit to that grace? Right? Submitting to that office, to that grace. And there's benefits that come with each and every. Is this making any sense? There's benefits that come with submitting to the first grace by getting saved. There's benefits that come to submitting to the second grace, which is being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking. There's a third grace that comes when you submit to the gifts and ministries that God has established in the church. And there's a stronger anointing with each one of them. All right, I'm just trying to preach the truth here. I don't like it that way. Well, so what? Hallelujah. that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Ooh. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. The manifestation, the making visible, the demonstration, the God in the earth today doing something is given to who?
Every man.
Every man. Not just the preacher. Is this right?
Yes.
The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Glory be to God. For to one is given by the what? The Spirit, the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing severally to every man as he will. Hallelujah. As who wills? As he wills. Well, herein lies your problem then. We have faith in the power of God, but we can't tell him how to do it. You can't tell him what gift to, he's going to use one of these nine gifts to meet your need. He's going to. And the Bible says we can have faith that he's going to. Is this right? I'm going to help you out here today. But we can't tell him what one to use. We think we know which one he should use. Use the gift of the working of miracles and levitate me into my boss's office and make him write me out a big check. Give me a raise. Right? We're good at telling God what to do. Is that right?
Yep.
But it's as he wills, as he, because he's smarter than you.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah. God's smarter than you. He's smarter than me. Thank God.
Yeah.
And if God, you know, if God was only as smart as I was or I am, you'd be in really big trouble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to say this. You all right if I say something? That's what you're up there for, to say something. You know, I'm not necessarily the best teacher in the world. There are other people that are better teachers than I am. How many of you know that? No, I know. Really? It's true. But I'm not necessarily always teaching something. Most of the time, I'm imparting things to you. I'm imparting them. I put one piece in here, and I put one piece in there, and put another one in there, and hopefully it comes out good. But that would be by the Holy Ghost. So for me to try to just take a subject like this and just try to teach it, it isn't going to come out that well because I'm really not a teacher. But I can, by the gift, by the Spirit of God, be able to impart this stuff to you, where you will leave today and have something in you that you didn't have before. One of it's going to be faith in the power of God. So if you try, now other people have done this to me before, and they go, "That was good teaching," you know. And I thank that for that. Thank them for that. But that they're missing it. I'm really not just sitting. I mean, I could just give you a book. Read the book. It's better teaching. I'm not just teaching something. I'm putting something. There's an active participation going on here where the Holy Ghost is putting something into you. So if you know that and participate with that, you will have the thing that he's trying to put into you and not just some kind of knowledge. Yes, I know about the Holy Ghost. Now I know how he works. I'm so smart. Well, you're not going to be real smart because I'm not real smart. But if you receive what the Holy Ghost is saying, it will do something to you. And it also, and the reason I'm saying this is it releases me in the ability to do that. But if I'm constantly being kicked over into teaching mode, it stinks. Can I say that? It stinks. When people, you receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, you get a prophet's reward. You receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, you receive a righteous man reward. But if you always kind of pushing me over into teaching mode, stop it. Because it limits what can be done. You may learn something, you may get some kind of knowledge about whatever I'm talking about, but it's not really what I'm doing. Lots of the time when I'm looking at you, I'm not really looking at you, I'm looking at what else can I put in there. Like throwing things at you. Plucking things out and putting other things in. But it's a spiritual transaction that takes place because I want you somewhere where you're not down on the level where you are, but I want you up on a higher level. And that's where God wants you. Hope that made sense. Yes, now teach us something. Okay. No, but I see these things, and God doesn't give them to me that way. He gives them to me like pieces of a puzzle that I have to stick in there. You ever see that one game where, there's little blocks come down, they come down to shapes, and you have to fit them in the right way?
Tetris.
See? Wretch knows. It's like, little blocks that come down, and if you don't fit them in the right way, you don't get the most points. You're such a great teacher. But the point is, that's the way it is. I get a block, and I got to fit it in there. And the block doesn't always fit in line with what you think it should go today. But that's what's required when you're led by the Spirit of God. You can flow with the Spirit of God because He has what you need. You think you know what you need, but He has what you need. And somehow He's got to fit that piece in there. Glory be to God. Now remember, if anything is accomplished by God in the earth today, it is accomplished by the Holy Ghost and through one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit. I just read them. Word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, faith, to another gifts of healings, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Are you here?
Yes.
Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Glory be to God. Go back to verse 7. But the manifestation of what? The manifestation of these gifts of the Spirit, which he's then going to list right after this, is given to every man for profit.
Right.
Say, I want a profit.
I want a profit.
So if we have faith in these gifts, the power of God, then we are going to be profiting better. Now, I don't just mean in the financial realm. I mean in your family. I mean in your physical body. And I do mean in the financial realm too. In every area of your life, you will profit by yielding to these gifts of the Holy Ghost. But he's giving them. They're gifts. We seem to think that God's just doling them out, willy-nilly. When we put that word "as he wills" in there, we think he's just holding back. Somehow he doesn't will. No, he's already given himself. And with him comes all of his gifts. But we need to yield to him and let him do it. Okay. Hallelujah. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How do you get faith?
By hearing.
By hearing the word of God. How do you think you're going to get faith in the gifts of the Spirit?
By hearing.
I got something for you. I hope you're ready.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord. Go to 2 Peter. Brother, I'm not feeling it yet. Well, hold on. Give me some time to fit that piece in there. And when it fits in, it'll drop down in and go clunk. You go, ah, I'm bigger and better than I was before. I'm Tetris Man. That was the name, right? And you're all going to go home and look up what that game is. Jesus is Lord. We should pull it up on the screen and put it up there. Hallelujah. It's really a pretty good example. What'd I say?
Second Peter 1:21.
For prophecy, what?
Prophecy
came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Okay, so here's, now you think God was operating differently back then?
No.
No. Paul said, my speech and preaching was in demonstration of the Spirit of power, so that your faith would be not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Well, here it says the holy men of old spake. For prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but by the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. What gift then could you say they were moved by? One of the nine gifts of the Spirit, at least, prophecy. And many times that prophecy would contain a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, all of which is supernatural. So the holy men of old, what did they, how did they speak? They spoke prophecy when they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And what do you hold in your hand?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. Prophecy that was spoken by the Holy Ghost. What you're holding in your hand is a manifestation of one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit. Did you get any of that?
Yeah.
What are you holding in your hand? The Bible. It was printed in China. No, they're words that the Holy Ghost spoke by one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit, and you hold it in your lap. It is a written gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Shoo. Now let me ask you a question. Does the Spirit and the Word agree?
Yes.
Why would the Spirit and the Word agree?
Because
the Holy Ghost wrote the Word. All right? Men were moved by the Holy Ghost. They wrote or they spoke under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Now you have a written gift of the Spirit. And every word still contains the same power within it to bring itself to pass.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
No, it's just the Bible. It's not just the Bible. It is a written manifestation of a gift of the Holy Ghost, who is God in the earth today, and He's in full agreement with it to bring it to pass. Faith in the power of God. When you hear words, you're hearing what the Holy Ghost has said. When you read the Word and you confess the Word and you claim the Word as, yes, this is for me, then you say you are giving license to the Holy Ghost to manifest that Word by all the other gifts of the Spirit. He brought this one in by a gift of the Spirit. Now He's going to fulfill it by the other nine gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, whatever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Spirit and the Word agree. Why? If it came by the gift of the Spirit, then it is a gift of the Spirit. These words came by a gift of the Spirit, and voila, we have it. It is the gift of the Spirit. So when you stand on a word of, let me ask you, is it against the will of God then?
No.
If you stand on a word that says, by His stripes you were healed, you say, that's for me, by His stripes I'm healed. You're standing, is that against the will of God? No, it is the written, spoken word of God. It is a spoken gift of the Spirit. You are to stand on it. And when you do, He is now enabled to use all of His other gifts to bring it to pass. Shaka Mahandai. You're like a preacher here.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord. Every spoken word and written word of God was by a gift of the Holy Ghost. By a gift of the Holy Ghost, and it has within it the power, say power, to bring itself to pass. Faith in the power of God. But see, now this is why that statement is so vitally important. Where it's everything that God does is done in the earth by the Holy Ghost through one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit. Now we have a Word of God that we stand on, and we're expecting the same Spirit. Say the same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
The same Spirit to operate to bring it to pass. You're not looking somewhere else. You're looking for the same one that wrote, "By His stripes I'm healed," to manifest either a gift of the word of wisdom or knowledge or discerning of spirits or anything else that He has to bring the thing He said to pass in your life. Shoo. Am I yelling enough up here? Hallelujah. Ah. The gifts in written form. That's what you're looking at right here. Yeah. You're looking at all of the gifts of the Spirit in written form. When He says something about Him prospering you or prospering your business or delivering you from the devil or for any other situation, it is already, say already, a gift of the Spirit given to you in written form. Now you stand on that believing. You have faith in the power of God. Now, He delivers all the other gifts, manifests them as He will. So you can't tell Him how to heal you. You can't tell Him how to deliver your business. But you stand on that word that is a gift of the Spirit, expecting the gifts of the Spirit that come that the Holy Ghost operates through to bring it to pass. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
This is how you can have faith in the power of God. This is great. Woo! But I don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Well, woe be unto you. You sorry soul. You don't even know what you're saying. Somebody said, "I don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit." You couldn't even be standing there talking to me if you didn't have the gifts of the Spirit functioning. How do you think you got here? Everything we see, everything was brought about by one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit. And we've been oblivious. I don't know. The sovereignty of God. But then those who get baptized in the Holy Ghost begin to speak and exercise that language on a daily basis. And they continue to speak it out. They begin to see these other gifts and know how they're so vitally important. That's where this message came from. I didn't go online and find a message for the week. I got it from praying in tongues.
Right.
Say praying in tongues.
Praying in tongues.
Say He got it from praying in tongues. Hallelujah. It's like a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God, because now He's opening. Remember last week and I told you about how your first part of entering ministry is because that one of the gifts of the Spirit is listed in the gifts of ministry. And if you're faithful in, say faithful.
Faithful.
If you're faithful in that part of ministry, every believer has a ministry that's baptized in the Holy Ghost. The number one is praying in the Spirit, speaking in the Spirit. You're just as much involved as anybody else when you're speaking those languages that the Holy Ghost gives you. Well, come on, you're speaking God's words. What is the ministry but speaking God's words? Every word is a written gift of the Spirit. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Glory be to God forever. So can you have faith in the power of God?
Yes.
So you take a scripture, you confess it, you believe it, you stand on it. What are you doing? You're having faith in the power of God. It's literally in seed form.
Yep.
Whatever He said. All the promises of God are yes. And amen, and you stand on it and you believe it, expecting what? What are you expecting? You're expecting it to come to pass, and you can expect it through one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit. Why? Because they all come through that. So what are you expecting? What are you believing? You're believing for God to manifest himself in some way through one of those. Are you here? You're getting this? What's he going to manifest? I don't know. Cupcakes, I hope, from the sky. He's going to manifest his gifts, and he's going to manifest it in line with his word, because his word is the gift in seed form. Ha ha ha. I thought that was good. I don't know. Oh, shoo. Yay. Hallelujah. All right, go back to 1 Corinthians 12. Ha. Glory be to God forever. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Ooh. Verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Why do you think he listed that first? Because it's one of the most powerful gifts of the right, and it is the word. And the word of wisdom means it gives you revelation of the future. I mean, if you want to get into the standard definition, it is revelation of the future and what to do about it.
Right.
That's wisdom. If you know what to do, that's wisdom. People say you're wise because you knew what to do. You did something, nobody else did it. How did you know? Wisdom. For to one is given by the Spirit the word, say word,
word.
Say word,
word,
of wisdom. So God is going to add to you what you're standing on. You're standing on, let's say you're confessing the word. Are you here? You're confessing God's promise over you. You're standing on it. Now you're expecting the Holy Ghost to deliver you according to that word that you're standing on, which is a written gift of the Spirit.
Right.
You're not out of line. You're not believing for something. Ooh. You're believing for that.
Yes.
Now the Holy Ghost is going to add to every man one of these. Either a word of wisdom, which will tell you how to do it. You'll have divine revelation of what to do and how to act and where to go. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Word of knowledge is in you know, the way that we categorize them is it's knowledge about something supernatural. Supernatural knowledge about something you couldn't know. Either in the past or in the present. And what to do about it.
Who?
To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Faith?
Yes.
Oh, come on. We like to use special faith here, but, you know, faith pretty much applies. What are you able to do with faith? Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So he can add special faith. Say add. Because you're standing on a gift of the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
You're standing on faith in the power of God, and he can add more faith, special faith, to your faith that you're standing on. And brings it to pass. Brother, why are you talking? It seems like you're talking about just God doing things for me. I am. Predominantly, that's what this is for. I think we've had it a little bit out of kilter, because most of the time we hear it preached or taught from, you know, teachers. And they're teaching about everybody else. And it will work for that, but I've got to get you to a place where you're believing God. Say, believing God.
Believing God.
For the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit in your life for you. You should be able to walk around and say, I walk in all the gifts of the Spirit as the Spirit wills. In my life, all the time, he helps me out.
Yeah.
He gives me words of wisdom. He gives me words of knowledge. He gives me the discerning of spirits when I need it. Are you here?
Yeah.
But my job is to do what? Get all weird and goofy?
No.
And my eyes glaze over and roll back in my head?
No.
No, my job is to stand on the word believing.
Stand on the word believing.
And expecting that Any one of these gifts can manifest as he wills at any time. As a believer, are you supposed to lay hands on the sick and expect them to recover?
Absolutely.
How did you get that word? God specifically speak to you in a cloud in a burning bush when you had your sandals off? In his written gift of the Spirit, in his written word. And then you go and you act on that, and you expect that person to be healed. What can happen when you're doing that? Anything, any of the gifts of the Spirit. You may have a tongue and an interpretation for that person. A gift of healing, we would expect a gift of healing, but that's not necessarily the way it is. It might be a discerning of spirits where you see that there's a demonic power behind that thing. You didn't need a gift of healing, you needed a discerning of spirits. But what were you doing? Were you operating the gifts? Because I have discernment. No, you were operating in faith, standing on what God told you to do, and at any moment you're expecting God to fulfill that word, God in the earth today, by anyone. Say anyone.
Anyone
of the nine gifts of the Spirit, as he wills. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Shoo. To know the faith by the same Spirit. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. There's nothing impossible to him that believes. You know, a little bit of drop from that from the Holy Ghost, that'll get you a long ways. Who? To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. Brother, I need a miracle. Jesus is Lord. To another, prophecy. Now, you know, I'll stop on the working of miracles here just for a second. Because when you're doing what I'm telling you that you should be doing is by standing on the Word of God in faith, believing, you are working something. That is one of the most misunderstood gifts of the Spirit, because we think it only happens when somebody parts the Red Sea. Frankly, I don't need to part the Red Sea. I'm pretty happy with it the way it is. I may need to part my hair every once in a while, but I don't need a gift of the working of miracles for that. But the working of miracles is, you are working the working of miracles just by entering into believing God's Word. And people get weird when they get out away from the Word. Are you here? If I could have yelled that much louder, I would have. People get weird when they get away from the Word. That's why these are being introduced this way. You believe God for what His Word says, which is a written gift of the Spirit. And that's where you stand. And everything he said in there, that's what you believe for, that's what you think, that's what you talk, and then you expect him to manifest himself the way he chooses to bring it to pass. But one of the things you're doing, you are literally working a miracle. It's one of the base gifts of the Spirit. And base, I don't mean, you know, lowly or anything, but it's one of the foundational things. God does miracles. I mean, even sinners know this. Yes, the Lord will do miracles. But it's in that uncategorized zone. The uncategorized zone. Is that where you want to live?
No.
Just wondering what God's going to do. No, he is going to do it. And every time you find a scripture, he is going to do that for you. That you have to stand on him and believe him for that gift he's already given you. And then he will manifest himself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can hear things breaking in the Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirit. Not prophecy. The straight, we have a good definition of prophecy, is to speak unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. It's not to tell the future. It's not to tell somebody to go to Africa. Rich, go to Africa. Prophecy is speaking unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. And are there different levels of this?
Yeah.
I mean, I can just come up in the natural, just, you know, edify you and comfort you. I'm sorry. I'm so sad. But all of the gifts of the Spirit are supernatural. And many times, even when a preacher, when he's preaching, if he's doing it right and he's following the leading of the Holy Ghost, there should be. There should be an element of prophecy in there where he's speaking by the Spirit, that it edifies you, it comforts you, it builds you up. It's supernatural. And that comes in a greater degree in the offices of ministry. And so when you learn how to submit to that, when you recognize it, say recognize. Because if you don't recognize, you'll never see it. I tell you, when I start to preach, I'm not this way at home all the time. I don't get up in the morning and put my tie on and float out of bed and start saying, "Thus says the Lord, make me breakfast." Believe the Spirit of God is moving here. Pancakes would be good. But there's an anointing and there's a gift of the Spirit in operation, and you learn to yield to it. You have to do this. When I'm not the one speaking, I'm the one sitting down there. I need to yield to the gift of the Spirit the same way that you do. And if I do that well, I get blessed. Who's that gift of the Spirit for? For you. That's why I get the most blessed when I go home and listen to it. That's why I get excited about doing this, because I know I can see things that are fitting in there. I'm going to go home and make sure it fits in me.
Yeah, right.
And I get to change, because I need it worse than most of you. Shoo. Another faith by the same Spirit to another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit to another, the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits. And it's not the gift of discernment. I'm discerning something. You're weird. No, you are. These are supernatural gifts of the Spirit. That's why I say you've got to first have that understanding. And the problem with people that aren't filled with the Holy Ghost, they'll hear this and they'll kind of leave it out in that realm of, well, maybe. But somebody who is filled with the Holy Ghost, they begin to speak those languages and those words that God gives them. They realize this is supernatural. Something is happening here, and they begin to open up into this brand new world. I know when I got saved, I believe I was saved before this. And all that time back there is kind of sketchy. But I remember going to this one preacher. It's a Baptist preacher. God bless him, at my grandmother's church. I went in there, man, I sat down. When that man, he wasn't, you know, baptized in the Holy Ghost, but he was in an office. God set him in a ministry. And every word he spoke out of his mouth went right down into me. It scared the stuff out of me. But he was operating in a gift of the Spirit that did something to me. It spoke words into me, and I was a sinner. So here's a manifestation of the Spirit given to every man, me and every man, a sinner, and it profited me. I got saved. This is funny because he didn't give an altar call that day, because I think it was like a Wednesday night meeting. You know, he figured everybody in there was a believer, and little did he know. But afterwards, I told my grandma, man, can we go over to his house? I remember going up to his house and saying, hey, you know, when you were talking up there, I just want to make sure that I'm right with God, you know. And he prayed with me right there on his doorstep. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. But he was ready. You want to pray right now? Right now, pray. Yeah, okay. Right? Be ready. Be ready for every one of the gifts of the Spirit. We just have a little more light, because I could have talked to him about this today. I believe he's still alive. So I could be talking about it, and he would be like, I don't see it that way. Well, glory to God anyway. But we have a little more light down here, so we're able to cooperate and understand that the Holy Ghost is just adding to a gift he began. You're not asking him for something he didn't begin. You just can't ask him the way to do it. That's where you cross over into his world.
Right.
That's where the sovereignty of God is. You can't tell him how to do it. Right. But you can believe him for prosperity.
Yes, that's right.
You just can't tell him for Lynn to give you all the money. Or somebody else give me the car. Somebody give me a building. You can't do that. We want to because that's our mind working. But we believe God that his word is a gift to me. It's in seed form, a gift of the Spirit. And he is going to, say going to. He is going to use one or more of all the other gifts of the Spirit to bring that about. And we expect it. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Are you here?
Yeah.
Shoo. You don't know which gift or combination he'll use. You simply stand in faith in the power of God. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Faith in the power of God.
Faith in the power of God.
Can you believe now that you have faith in the power of God to do something that you might not have before? He's going to do it. You stand in faith in the power of God. How's he going to do it? Through one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit, he's going to do it. You can believe that he's going. Did I get this across at all?
Yeah.
All right. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and I get little releases as we go down these trails, like, you know, that one fit in there. And that seems to be pretty settled there. You know, you're fitting things in place. And then when something settles down in, fits in place, then I move on to the next piece. Does that make sense? It's like plugging holes in a dike. Okay, Jesus is Lord. When I confess the word, I get faith. In the supernatural, say supernatural. These aren't just natural gifts. When I confess the word, I get faith in the supernatural nine gifts of the Spirit to bring that word to pass. Now, I don't know about you, but I was thinking about this, and I kind of reflected over things when I had something miraculous take place in my life. Most of the time, I was either praying in the Spirit or confessing God's word. Many times, I'll be confessing God's word about, let's say, finances or a certain situation. Confessing God's word. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord my God teaches me to profit, leads me by the way that I should go. What am I doing when I'm confessing God's word? I'm building, I'm hearing it. Number one, thing's happening. But I'm putting a gift of the Spirit in my mouth. I'm priming a pump. And people, we overlook this and say, oh, yes, that's confession and possession. Yeah. But you are putting a gift of the Spirit in your mouth. You are saying, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And as I do that, I got a list of things I'll run down them every day, several times a day. And if I know something's coming up, more than several times a day. I'll put God's gift of the Spirit in my mouth, and I'll continue to confess it and say, this is what God has said. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord my God teaches me to profit, leads me by the way that I should go. And very often, while I'm doing that, the Lord will add something. Say, add. He'll add a gift of the Spirit to that. He'll say something to me. He'll say something like, it is done. Relax. Or he'll give me a word of wisdom about what to do that I didn't know what to do before. Why did that happen when I was doing that instead of just sitting in my closet crying? Because I was operating in faith in the power of God. And you wonder, he's just kind of answering some questions. Why does it happen for people and it doesn't happen for other people? Well, some people aren't putting to use what they already have. You want more miraculous gifts of healings to taking place? Then do what he's already given you that is his word, that is a gift of the Spirit in written form that says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And by honoring God and what he's given you, he will add. He will add a gift of healing. He will add a working of miracles. Why does it happen for some people other than another? Because one is working it and one isn't. Remember, there's this one preacher guy that, you know, he's had great miraculous things with blind eyes open. People said, well, I don't know why, you know, you get so many blind eyes open and I haven't got one open yet. I haven't even got a squinty eye open yet. Or a blurry eye. He says, you want to know why? I've laid hands on more blind people than you have. But here's a guy, and I guarantee you, he didn't start out just when he was laying hands on them. They didn't just all pop open and say, I see you. He started out just like everybody else. He started out by doing the word of God that was given to him. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give in your bosom. Can God do a financial miracle in your life? Is he going to outside of his word? No, he will do it within the context of his word. He has already given you a gift. Oh, I wish I had a gift of the Spirit, a financial gift of the Spirit. You already do. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give in your bosom. And when you tithe, what did he say? He'd open up the windows of heaven. It's not for you to tell him how to do it. It's for you to stand believing. And, you know, that's the way it is with all the gifts of the Spirit anyway, when they are manifesting in ministry or in a full-blown manifestation of any of them. You still start out in faith.
That's right.
Whether you're giving a prophecy or a tongue or an interpretation of tongue, right?
Yeah.
It just happens to get more amplified and more amplified. Jesus is Lord. All right. We are a spirit and word church. Does this make more sense now?
Yeah.
A word and spirit church. Why would this make more sense now? Because you're beginning to see that the two go together. And when we stand on the word, we can expect the Holy Ghost to manifest himself in one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit to bring to pass that word.
Yeah.
So is God going to heal you?
Yeah.
According to the word, absolutely. Not a single person in here that God isn't going to heal. He's already done it. We need to stand on it and expect him to manifest himself through the other gifts. Are you here?
Yeah.
You're already healed. You're already delivered.
Yeah.
You're already a wealthy person. It's already an established fact. It's already been given to you as a gift of the Spirit in written form. And when you stand on it, expecting, you have faith in the power of God. I'm hoping that by the end of today, you will have more faith than you've ever had in the power of God. Now, number one, who's God? He's the Holy Ghost, and he does things a specific way. He uses all of these gifts of the Spirit. One or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit, I read them, didn't I?
Yeah.
He can give you a tongue and an interpretation. I've had that. I've had a need met in my life through a tongue and interpretation. So can you expect the gifts of the Spirit to manifest?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's where your faith is. Your faith is in the power of God to bring it to pass. Ha! Huh.
Hallelujah!
All right. Almost done. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Yay, God. And God is able to make all what?
Grace.
All grace. Now, grace, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, I think, that these gifts are also called graces. You're graced to do something you couldn't do before. God is able to make all grace, all the gifts of the Spirit, all nine gifts of the Spirit, severally as he will, abound towards who? You. Huh? You're supernatural. Stop trying to do everything in the natural.
Yeah.
You're a supernatural creature serving a supernatural God. You've been given 9 gifts of the Spirit that all come through the Holy Ghost. You understand that, right? Glory be to God. And God is able to make all grace. Who's God? The Holy Ghost. God the Holy Ghost is able. He's in the earth. He's doing things. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. So that you, who?
Me.
You always. Say always.
Always.
You always, having all sufficiency in all things, can abound to every good work. That is a gift of the Spirit to you. In written form. And he said, how's he going to, he even tells you in this gift what he's going to do. He's going to give you more. He's going to add to it. He's going to give you more grace. God has already given you everything you need in seed form here in his word. And when you stand on it, he will add to you the next step. He will add to you a gift of the Spirit. He will add to you everything you need to bring the supernatural to pass in your life. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you are doing this right now to every single one of the people here in this room and all those who hear through the internet. I thank you, Father, that you are doing this, that grace is settling in on them. You're delivering them. You're healing them. You are giving them the gifts of the Spirit to bring to pass. The written gift you've already delivered to the church. Fredo Bosoto, Le Christitastis, L'Esprit Jo Do Va, Castine, Castain. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And as you yield to the gifts of the Spirit, says the Lord, they will come stronger upon you, and you will be a witness for me in the earth. And men shall look at you and say, wow, where did you come from? And you'll tell them that you came from the Word and you came from the kingdom of heaven and you're delivering a message to them that they can come along and have the same thing in Jesus' name. Amen.